commentator Gary Borders finds that a hike in Tyler State Park comes with some trail hazards, mostly of the human kind.
My wife and I took advantage of a glorious Saturday recently in this non-existent winter to go hiking in Tyler State Park. It was our first visit to the park in years. Admission is just $6, and the money goes for a great cause, our state and national parks. Tyler State Park is not breathtakingly beautiful, especially if you're already used to pine trees and reddish soil. But it is well-maintained, with a sizable lake and lots of campsites. The beautiful weather had attracted a sizable number of visitors, hiking, biking, camping, or just hanging out. We parked at the lake, studied the map the park ranger gave us, and decided our first foray would be the trail around the lake, about 2.3 miles. Over the water, we could hear music blaring. The Supremes, Aretha Franklin, and the like. Mainly Motown hits with some Creedence Clearwater Revival thrown in. Finally, we figured out it was coming from a guy in a canoe making his way slowly around the lake. He had a jambox with him, and for some reason felt compelled to share his musical taste with everyone within a few hundred feet. We could not get away from the fellow. He paddled the circumference of the lake while we walked the trail. I spy two people walking a trail nearby, away from the lake. "Let's go that way and get away from this fellow," I said. We started up a modest incline, enjoying the relative silence. A couple stood a few hundred feet away, smoking cigarettes. Hiking and smoking seem mutually exclusive, but not to them, apparently. We made a wide berth around their clouds of smoke as we passed. We were so busy complaining about the smokers and the fellow with the jambox that we both had to swerve to avoid stepping on a dead armadillo that clearly was serving as a meal for buzzards or crows. That was a close call. The trail for a time was an old logging road that was not particularly attractive. We eagerly took an intersecting trail that was much more naturey. The lake was nowhere in sight, but we weren't concerned. After all, we kept passing people, so this trail went somewhere. Finally, we ended up on the main road that goes around the entire park with no idea which direction to take. We just struck out to the left. The occasional vehicle would pass, and passengers wave at us. We didn't look lost, just out for a stroll. Finally, a family in a pickup slowly approached. I waved them down and asked which way led to the lake. It was in the opposite direction, of course. By now, the 2.3-mile hike around the lake had expanded considerably. Another truck drove by. The truck bed contained a snarling, half-crazed-looking German Shepherd straining at its leash to attack us. Seriously, that dog would have had me for lunch and my wife for dessert if it had its way. Now, who brings a dog like that to a state park filled with little kids and semi-senior citizens? We finally got back to the lake to discover the couple with the German Shepherd beginning to walk around it. Of course, we were on the exact opposite side of the lake as where we parked. The attack dog folks went one direction, we went the other, following a friendly couple with a golden retriever. 2.5 hours after we began, we were back to the parking lot. I bought a couple of bottles of water at the park store before leaving. I figured we got in 7 miles hiking at the park. Not bad for a Saturday afternoon.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime East Texas writer and photographer. You can make tracks over to his website, GaryBorders.com.